Some money just flew out. Welcome. Do you want me to speak into that? I will speak into this. Just tell you a few of the upcoming events we have. We have three big weeks in a row coming up. Next week, the 24th, we have Ben Buckland. He's home from the Middle East. He's a missionary. And he will be visiting and telling us his story about what he's been doing for the last year. It's very interesting and a really young, really devoted young man, Ben Buckland.
Ben will be here next week. Next week we'll be inside because Ben's got a PowerPoint projection that he wants to use, and the majority of the service will be Ben's. He also sent me an email this week with all the turmoil going on in the Middle East. He said to keep him and all the other missionaries that are working in any areas of the Middle East in prayer because of all the turmoil that's going on. But Ben's a young man who, on faith, accepted a missionary mission to the Middle East, went there and enjoyed the trip. Came home and he's going back. He's here with us next week, and then he's leaving the beginning of August to go back for another year. So if you want to see what the real world in the Middle East is like, you might want to come listen to Ben and let him talk to you about all the miracles that God is doing over there.
Mm-hmm. And then the following week, which is July 31st, we're going to have our gospel hymn sing and followed by our potluck meal. We do have flyers like this over on this picnic table over there. If you have somewhere that you can post them, you know, so that we can get as many people as possible, please take one or take one as a reminder for yourself. It's really a good, fun day. We have the service at 10. At 11:30, we'll have the groups singing hymns, and it's just wonderful. And then potluck. Will we be outside for that?
Will depend on the weather.
Weather depending.
We'll try to be, right?
If the weather is good, we'll be outside. If it's not raining, you know, even if it's raining sideways, we've discovered we can, during the Strawberry Missions Festival, that none of the magicians, I mean, they were magicians, and none of them got electrocuted. So that was a good thing. But folks that can sing or would like to sing, get a hold of myself, Kit, Joanne Higgins. Let us know. We've got some folks coming from other churches that are going to be here that are going to participate. Also, bring your best dish. Whatever you make, that's your best dish. Bring your best dish to share at the potluck afterwards. But it's a fun day. Service starts at 10, goes to 11. We break to 11:30. Then from 11:30 to 12:30, it's full gospel. And you get a lot of different folks praising God. And so, you know, we're looking forward to having folks step up and, you know, share their talents. And this is one of those things where it's not somebody else's job. If you like to sing, now's the opportunity for you to come and share and worship.
Good. And then the week after that, which is August 7th, we're going to have our annual church meeting, which will follow immediately after the worship service.
If you got reports to when you can get them in, it takes us a while to compile the reports. They've got to be copied and put together in booklets. And I don't have much more hair to fall out, but Joanne's got a pretty good head of hair. I'd hate to see her lose any of it along the way. So if you could get your reports in so that we could put the stuff together, it would be good. We're Baptists. We do lunch on all things. Yep. So anybody that, you know, is coming that... Yeah, somebody like Terry that makes excellent vegetarian chili, but might be the place for that one.
Okay, and continuing on, just the regular announcements are that on Sunday morning at 9 we have Bible study, and then on Wednesday we have a prayer at 6:30 followed by Bible study from 7 to 8, and farmers market on Saturday mornings from 8 to noon, and that's about it. Any other announcements? Gail?
Just the Daniel plan goes on Monday nights.
Monday nights at what time?
7 p.m.
7 o'clock. So if you're interested in living a healthy lifestyle, the Daniel plan is the place to be. Mondays at 7 o'clock. And so now our prayer requests. Rich Learned had surgery this week, and I understand he's in quite a bit of pain from this, so please keep him up in your uppermost prayers. Linda Whalen is healing at Health South. She'll be returning home during the week.
Tuesday
this week. Yep. So keep her in prayer. Faith is healing at home from her hip problem. Also prayers for Bob and Judy and Alma and Charlie. Prayers for all our cancer warriors. My sister Ruth, Charlie Roberts, Rich's daughter-in-law, Roger Kerboy, Reverend Bob Wellner, Karen's friend Dee and her husband, and everyone else as they battle that terrible disease. And also prayers for our children. Jacob and baby Luke are also cancer warriors, Angelica Ward, and all of our children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Prayers for all the doctors and nurses that are treating these people, for wisdom and for guidance. My husband Rick is healing very well, Karen Colville, Jackie, and Priscilla Varney. Keep them all in your prayers. Anyone else?
A prayer of joy. Jacob Poulin, who knows baby Jacob, is, unless something's happened in the past 24 hours, is home weekend.
Praise God.
He goes back to Children's Hospital on Wednesday to start another round of chemo. They're gonna be several more rounds. It's going to go into the fall. But it's been harrowing ups and downs, those following it on a daily basis. But they, for the first time in 4 months, have gotten to, their family have gotten to sleep under one roof for a few days.
Wow. Prayers for his family. Yes, Donna.
Yes, prayers for my cousin Linda and her family as they prepare to bury her grandson, Jeffrey.
Oh, how sad. Okay. Prayers for Jeffrey's family. Anyone else? Gail.
Yes, prayers for the both national conventions this Monday and next Monday. And also announcement that Franklin Graham is having a, if you go on Facebook, he's having a live prayer rally tonight. I'm not sure what time, but if you go a little bit early, you need a lot of prayers for this country.
Yes. Charlie.
Pray for the what happened to Nice, that the 8-4 and growing 25 life support, good care, critical care. Just pray for, these are the end times, and I'm just very, very concerned, and we've seen it already, but I think it's going to increase, and obviously the conventions are a prime target. Just pray for all the first responders, Secret Service, that they be policed, that they be saved, and give them wisdom to see something and take action before it hurts us.
Amen. Okay, please stand if you're able for the call to worship.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, it's good to have you all gathered here. What a glorious day.
Amen.
Now, truly is the day that the Lord has made. And we come together today. My sermon topic is a place of quietness. And in our world, there's not a lot of quietness. There's a lot of yelling and jumping up and down going on. And when I worked as a trauma chaplain at the hospital, hot days like this, you knew you were going to be busy. And my friends that are police officers and first responders, hot weather always means that they're going to be out on call and be busy, because hot weather makes dog bites and people angry. So we're going to look at a little bit of quietness today and try and find our way through it. In your bulletin, I use some scripture from Isaiah 26:3. And Isaiah talks and he says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. You always got to know that God's got a plan. And you come today and you might be frustrated or upset over something. You might be fighting discouragement. And the first thing you need to ask yourself is, what am I thinking of? If you're thinking about all your problems all the time and how impossible everything is in your life, then you're going to have a negative direction. You need to think about all the things that you have that you're thankful for, like the ability to come here this morning and gather with like-minded Christians. The ability, when you have a problem, to use the network base of God's warriors to help you solve that problem, because somebody knows the answer. So today, keep your mind focused on the Father. Meditate on his word. As we set our thoughts in the right direction, your life will be held in the right direction, and you'll take hold of all the things that are bothering you, and you'll develop a peace, and you'll know that there's a victory, and all you got to do is give it up to God. Our call to worship is 528. God, give us steadfast hearts, 528. Ed, can I share with you? Broken up in the paragraphs, And I like the beginning. It says, "Give us, O Lord, steadfast hearts, which no unworthy thought can drag downwards, unconquered hearts, which no tribulation can wear out, upright hearts, which no unworthy purpose may tempt inside."
Let understanding to know you, diligence to seek you, wisdom to find you, and a faithfulness that may finally embrace you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
It's interesting, when you've got folks that are used to jumping in and going, you don't even have to tell them what to do. Don't even have to tell them what to do. They know what to do. But let's take a look at that again. Your second verse, take a look at that. You know, the first verse is powerful. The first verse talks about, give us those steadfast hearts. It's like a boxer getting ready for a fight. It's like a athlete getting ready to prepare for a meet. The word says, give us steadfast hearts, which no unworthy thought can drag downwards. It says, keep me away from stinking thinking. Keep me away from all the negative things that would drag me down. And then the ask is in the second verse. And the ask comes with the same power as the first verse. So as we look at the second verse, let's read it again, and this time we'll do it with a little enthusiasm. Reading, bestow upon us also, O Lord God, understanding to know you, diligence to seek you, wisdom to find you, and faithfulness that may finally embrace you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Join with me in prayer. Father, we come together and we gather in the immaculate cathedral that you've built. We come outside, Lord, to witness with our face, to share with the world the opportunity to come and worship, the opportunity to come and be renewed and healed and lifted up and share the experience. We come, Father, so that we can leave more than we were when we came in, that we might increase not only our faith, but increase our opportunity, Lord. For during this service, Lord, you know that you will speak to us all, that you have a message and a mission for each one of us. We come together, Father, and we ask that you would give us the answers to the longings of our heart. And if we don't have the answers, show us the way to go and give us the courage of a warrior to go that way, because we just need to follow you, Lord. We need to give it up and follow you. And now, Father, as we prepare for service, as we prepare to be renewed and lifted up, we gather together in the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Father.
Turn to 542, we'll sing Near to the Heart of God. Is that just two verses?
Three
verses? Okay, we'll do all three. That is a good song. 542.
Thanks, Ed. There is a place of
This time we, you know, every week we share from our abundance, contribute our tithes and offerings. And sometimes during the hot weather, you know, you have things happen that, you know, wouldn't normally irritate you, but during the hot weather, everything seems to be a big deal. And sometimes we get all focused on the wrong things. Then if you hang out with folks like Hannah and other little kids, you discover the right things. We get all wrapped around, you'll see the moths flying around up here on occasion. And we focus on the wrong things. We see an old fuzzy cardboard colored cocoon while God's forming a beautiful butterfly. Hannah and little kids never miss that little worm that's crawling around that bugs all the rest of us and eats our leaves on our trees. But God sees the package when it's done. Sometimes we have things that come up and we see the wrapping and we're all upset with the wrapping because it's not the gift that we thought we wanted. But God sees the gift inside. So as we gather together, realize just how abundantly blessed you are. And a lot of folks have, you know, concerns. You know, we've got Kelly get in the back there. I'm sure the heat and hot weather is one of those things that makes you real happy, Kel. There's nothing prettier than a young lady that's gonna, you know, that's carrying a baby. But during hot weather, I feel for you because, you know, everything swells up and you're not comfortable and you're not happy along the way. But it's the gift at the end. You got to keep your focus on the gift at the end. That new baby's coming along the way. And, you know, Jackie's had a problem with her foot and had to endure hobbling around with the boat. But there's a blessing on the other side of that on the way through. You know, you have to learn how to receive the gift.
That's right.
And folks want to help you, and sometimes you say to yourself, gee, I don't really need the help. But the gift is in the receiving of the gift. The blessing for the person helping you is the opportunity to share that blessing. So as the ushers come forward, realize just how abundantly blessed that you are, that you live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth, that you have the opportunity to share with others and help support and expand the ministry. Next week, come and listen to Ben talk next week and talk about life outside the United States and the missionary work that he does. And I guarantee you that you'll feel blessed. The ushers will receive the morning offering.
I need you more.
Father, Father, we just thank you for these blessings that we're able to give them. And Lord, I thank you that we can sit here and come together, each and every person here. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Y'all can be seated. Ma was happy, you know, to watch mothers and sons walk up front and husbands and wives. But when you watch Paul walk, you watch a miracle. He's got regular shoe on. He walks a walk. And when I just asked Paul to pray, I knew that there wasn't going to be any hesitation on his part. Because Paul's a walking, talking testimony. He just gives it up and shares openly and without hesitation. You know, and when you give it up to God, you get a peace of mind. There's a story about a man who was a successful businessman, and he went to service, and at service he rededicated himself, and he gave himself and gave his business to God. And he had hassled and wrestled with it, and he said, "No, Lord, I'm not getting any joy out of this business." But he said, "I'm going to give my life to you, and I'm going to give my business to you." And he went and visited with the pastor and rededicated himself at the altar. And later that week, he was at home, and he got a call that his business was on fire. And his business burned, and it burned to the ground. And he went down, and he was standing there, and one of his colleagues came up and said to him, Man, what? Why don't you do something? What are you going to do?" And he says, "I see that, that there's a problem. But just a few days ago, I gave myself and this business to God. And I guess he wants it burnt. Not even a fire can take your gift of rejoicing away if your mind is right. If your mind is right. It's all in your perception." So now, all the children, come on down front. Come visit Karen.
Sometimes a lot of bad things can hit you all at the same time. And then things really start getting ugly, huh? And then you start getting really upset. Let me tell you a time. Something happened to me probably 8 years ago. My son was in a motorcycle accident. And a friend of mine called me to say, "We have to stop on the police." He called me and said, "Greg, get up here right away. He's laying in the road, and I don't see him breathing. And I just called the ambulance." And my other son had a scanner, and he heard about it, so he came up. And when he saw my other son, saw his brother on the ground not breathing, he thought he was dead. And so he collapsed on the ground with a beer. So I had one boy here, well, we're done now. But he started breathing again, so we've been praying. And this one over here, the EMTs, the ambulance people had to go over and take care of him. And then our daughter, my youngest daughter, came up because she heard about it. And she panicked because she saw both her brothers on the ground. And she had an asthma attack, and she dropped to the ground. And my friend was in the car, and she was praying. And all I could do was stand there and just say, "Jesus." That's all I could do. I didn't know who to pray for first. I didn't have to know who to pray for. Because when you say the name of Jesus, there is so much power. I want you to do this. I want you to say Jesus. Jesus. Can you say it? Jesus. When you say Jesus, there is so much power. If somebody is bullying you, you know what you can do? Just say, "Jesus." Jesus has the power to protect you. Just power in his name can protect you.
It calls us angels to guard you and protect you. When you're having a rough day, when things are going wrong, and you get the ice cream cone, and you just finally got this ice cream cone you're waiting for online, and you start to walk out of the car and you fall on the ground, what can you say? Jesus, come to me. I don't want you to think that Jesus is just something you talk about in church, that Jesus is just a make-believe thing. Jesus is not like, is that for real? No. Is Jesus real? Jesus is the realest superhero that ever been. And when you call on the name of Jesus, when you say the name of Jesus, there are amazing things you're going to do. If you remember that, and if you do that, your life is going to be awesome, no matter what happens. Okay? Jesus, I thank you that there is a town in you. I thank you that you desire to be with us and protect us and keep us safe. I thank you, Father, that you love us enough to always be with us. Father, I thank you that you have something with us. Promise to always remember to share him with others and that's where I'm living. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Say Jesus made the No, we love you.
Continue service with 532, Be Thou My Vision, first and last verse, 532. Opportunity to lift up joys and concerns, opportunity to be blessed through other folks' prayers. We got a lot of things to pray about, a lot of things to be happy about. We need to keep Bridget in prayer as she travels across the world. And get on Facebook, you get to see Bridget in different countries. We keep Kelly in prayer as she, you know, waits for that new baby to come. And all the folks that are on our prayer list, Rich needs prayer. Rich had the surgery. They let him test drive the device before he had the surgery, and it worked very well. He had better feeling and movement in his hands and feet. What they didn't tell him is that for 2 weeks after the surgery, he'd be in excruciating pain. So Rich is home, and he's got some pain medicine, but you know, it's one of those things where it's, I asked if it was because when he moved that he had pain, but it's just pain all the time. Linda's doing very well. She's going to be coming home this next week. Faith continues to heal. She gets up and gets around pretty good. Both those folks would enjoy company or a call. And all the other folks that are on our list, and you know, baby Jacob being home for the weekend, what a blessing. What a blessing to go home and sleep in your own bed and get away from the firefight of being in a hospital. So I'll begin the prayer up here, and then you folks can fill in with your own prayer requests. Join with me in prayer. Father, we lift up all the people on our prayer requests, Lord. We ask safety for Bridget and the crew that she's traveling with. We pray for comfort and health for Kelly. We pray for Jeffrey's family that mourn the loss of the child. We pray for all the families that are experiencing loss. We pray for folks in all the different parts of the world that are ravaged by senseless acts of violence.
We pray a lot, Lord, for Rich and Faith and Linda, for Bob and Judy, Alma and Charlie. We pray for all our cancer warriors like Ruth and Charlie Roberts and Rich's daughter-in-law, Roger Kerboy, the Reverend Bob Wellner, Karen's friend Dee and her husband. We pray for all the children, the baby Lukes, the baby Jacobs, Angelica Ward, and all our children and grandchildren. They're off on vacation, they're traveling. I know my son-in-law Ben and his family are traveling, Lord, they're traveling with five kids. So we pray for them that they might have a good time and that all the folks that travel are safe, that you hold them in the palm of their hand. We pray, Father, for the upcoming conventions that are coming up, that the folks that participate will be guided by your voice, that the candidates that are selected will be godly. We pray for security that surrounds the convention. And Father, we really pray for all our police and our EMTs and our first responders, even in the small town of Wales with the heat and the humidity, there's always the opportunity for someone to be in a need and have to be called these folks out who come willingly into harm's way, Father. We lift up all our military personnel that are spread around the globe, ask for safety for them, Father, and a safe return, and that you'd be with the families that wait. And Father, we lift up all our leaders, local and national, that they would hear your voice. And Father, we pray for the calm and the peace that passes all understanding for everyone as we go through this time of turmoil and the time of folks that are on each other's nerves. We ask, Father, for you to lift them up. We pray for all our elderly. We pray for George Reeland, who isn't feeling well enough to come to church this morning. We pray for other folks in our congregation that aren't here, that are either traveling or not well. And now, Father, we add our own individual prayers.
Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for my church family, Lord. Thank you for my family. Please be with the doctors and nurses, Lord, that helped me this weekend. And please give me the sense to not do that again. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Thank you for the gift of this day. I too lift up everyone on our prayer list, all their individual needs. We know them, help them all. And I lift up our country and our leaders. So I just pray for guidance that you help them in all that they do. Amen.
Pray that around the world, cooler minds might prevail in repeated situations.
Thank you for this beautiful day, dear Lord, and answered prayers.
Dear Lord, thank you so much that we can be outdoors, worship in here. Thank you for my brothers and sisters. I pray for our nation, Father. We are a nation we pray to God. Pray for my brother Rich. Please take away his name. And pray for all of us who are on the prayer list.
Thank you, God, for all the gifts that you have bestowed upon me, Lord. Thank you for this privilege of being here today. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing us here today, Lord. Thank you for the blessing you give us each and every day. Father, I want to pray for Linda, we pray that you reveal her and bless her faith. Thank you for them, Lord. Please help their family members, Lord, as we take care of them. Please watch over us today and bless us. Pray and bless our pastor and the main, giving us safe traveling lessons, Lord God. All of us who are traveling today, we pray and please watch over us and protect us. Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you for your promises and your words in the Bible that say, redeem the times and the days are evil, Lord. We pray that we understand that we are in the end times where good will be called evil and evil will be called good. But the gospel, the good news is that we are more than conquerors and that we will prevail because at the end we win. But let us be wise and gentle and redeeming the time so that we might give other people the good news that they don't have to go to crisis eternity. We really need to compare preparing to eat to anything that's been happening. But these are the end times. But let us rejoice that God is our Savior. Bless the rest of this day and everything we do and say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. For the joy we have being in the house of the Lord, we just pray every day for those that are sick or have sicknesses and have to bear the burden every day. We just pray for healing and good health and happiness for everyone. We love everybody here. We just thank you, God, for such a wonderful God that we have. And our dear pastor and his wife and all our dear friends, thank you, dear God. Amen.
Lord, Lord, I want to thank you for the excitement and love that Nikki and Tim have for each other as we prepare for their wedding and they're so wrapped up in this. Thank you for the blessing that they are to me. And I'd like to look at George to you this week for what it is here and the struggles with his longing and the other issues. Please, bomb and help me.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing this beautiful day, Lord. I thank you for this great and wonderful country, Lord. Bless us for living, Lord. And finish to protect America. Lord, we see the evil that's out there, Lord, the darkness around the world, Lord. Thank you for blessing our dear pastor, Lord. Teach us my good today, Lord. Pray for all the cancer warriors, Lord, that we know and love, Lord. Protect them, Lord. And so, Lord, make us lucky, Lord, to see the end of cancer. We always thank you for Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Father, we come before you. We come before you, hopefully, every day. We come before you now with prayer requests that are spoken and unspoken. We come to you knowing that you have a plan for us for good and not for evil. That you want to bless us abundantly, and you want us to walk the walk that you've designed us for. Ask, Father, that you lift us up, that you provide the answers to the prayers that we ask of you, and that we would have the patience and the good sense and to take the time and the quiet to listen to your answer. Guide us on the path as we go. Be our GPS. Be our guidance system, Father, that leads us to the place, a place of success where we can truly be a tool that shines in the toolbox being used by you and your work. And now, Father, we lift up all these prayers to you through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Our reading today is from the book of Ephesians, verses 26 to 28. And I have to confess before I read that during prayer time, I was getting angry because people were going by and I couldn't hear the prayers. Then I realized it ain't about me. Jesus hears them all. Amen. So praise God. So forgive me for that. Okay. And it starts out, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. And that is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you. Come with me in prayer. Father, we ask at this time that you'd come and put your hands on each person here, that you'd lift us up, that you'd open our hearts and minds, surround us with angels, and help us to have that calm. Help us have that peace that passes all understanding. Help us to hear your voice, feel your hands. Help us to be the tool that you want us to be. And give us peace. And with peace comes healing and happiness. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The sermon's called A Place of Quietness. And sometimes in the midst of the storm, you can find that quiet. But you got to look for it. Scripture that Charlie Redd talks about peace and hope. In Mark 3:25, it says, keep strife out of your life. You know, I get up every morning and I take all these little pills that help to make you healthy. And then my wife, God bless her, she's the queen of supplements. We keep Amazon Prime in business because all these supplements keep showing at my house. And we have free shipping, and I'm sure there's about four or five men that have jobs just because of all the healthy stuff that she orders. What's the secret of living a long, happy life? You're doing it right now. Doing it right now. They just did another survey. Surveys that they do on a regular basis show that folks that have a firm, fixed belief in God and that attend worship live longer.
Amen.
Live longer. They live longer because they're out of the firefight, because they have the opportunity to hear about giving and being a part of helping other people. They have the ability to hear the voice of God say, I love you. I love you just the way you are. You know, and as a story, and Betty, you're going to like this story because this parallels a story that you tell about your dad. What's the secret to a long, happy life? Stories told of a woman that walks up to a little old man sitting in a rocking chair on his porch. And she said, I can't help but notice how happy you look. What's your secret to a long, happy life? The man said, I smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day. I drink a case of whiskey each week. I eat fatty foods and I never exercise. The woman says, that's amazing. How old are you? He said, 26. After service, Betty's got the real story of the real example that's a local. You know, and I'm assuming that you want to be happy. Every day that you get out of bed, I don't know any little kid that gets out of bed and goes, boy, I want to be mean and miserable today. Yeah. You know, most of the time when your little feet hit the floor and you stand up, you're looking for a good day. The founders of our country wrote, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, some of us, like me, can't spell happiness, not without hyphenating. And people have, through time, have come up with different theories about how to stay happy. The Bible gives you the key. Give no place to the enemy.
Amen.
Give no place to the enemy. If something's stealing your joy, don't give it a place. Give the thing that steals your joy to God. Tell him, you handle that, God.
Amen.
You handle that, God. You handle my looking for a better job. You handle my not being able to get along with folks. And it's interesting. I listened to a sermon, and the preacher talked about some people are like sandpaper. You go over and you try and be nice, and they just rub you the wrong way. And the preacher said, you know, I thought about that. And he said, I thought about why God lets that happen. And he said, I came up with the theory that God might be trying to smooth out the bumps on me. The reason that may irritate you is you might have preformed opinions or things that you do, and that person just rubs them the wrong way. And instead of walking away and being disgusted, realize that they're trying to smooth those bumps out on you so that you can be a good example. God gives you all types of encouragement. You just got to pick up the book. Pick up the book, the basic instructions before leaving earth. Everything that you need to know is in here. Psalm 46 verse 10 says, be still. Be still. Sometimes that's hard. Sometimes you just got so much to say. You know, and guys that I grew up with, a lot of us spent time, you know, working out and doing martial arts and this kind of stuff. And after you train for a while, sometimes you get in a fight, and you get in a fight and you're having so much fun hitting the other person, you just can't stop. Just one of those things. And we do that with arguments. We got so much to say that we got all this stuff in our head. And once we start, we just can't shut it off. And so when that happens to you, you need to look up Psalm 46 verse 10 and say, be still. Be still and know that I am God. Then the Bible teaches about being a blessing. The Bible teaches how you should use your blessings to bless others. And how your blessings should flow to others, that you should give it away. Give it away, because you just can't outgive God. The more you give, the more you get. You know? It says in Genesis 12, verse 2, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you and make you famous. Now that's just what you want, don't it? It also says, and you will be a blessing to others. And you'll be a famous because you are a blessing for others. You'll be known as the person that is the light and walk of Jesus Christ. When you care about people, God assumes the responsibility for your problems. You just have to be able to say, God, I'm not that smart. I'm tired of carrying this load by myself. I need you to help carry it with me. In Luke 6, verse 38, it says, generosity begots generosity. You got to be a good giver. You got to be a good giver. And little kids do that. Little kids want to give of themselves all the time. You run into, you know, Joel's granddaughter, Hannah, or Tom and Deb's granddaughter. You know, you run into them, and they got stuff to share. They got stuff. They don't want to keep it in their, for themselves. They want to share their stuff with you. You know, not to say, hey, I've got all this stuff, look at what I've got. They want you to play with their stuff. They want you to learn their stuff. They want to share. And they're helpers.
Yeah.
You know, they like to help. They like to, you know, help you bake, help you lug your load, even if that load's way too big. I forget who I was talking to this week, and might have been our littlest granddaughter. You know, she's only two, and she was going to help do something, and what she was helping was bigger than her. But she was going to give it a whirl, because there's nothing too big for a little kid. Little kids can, if you say to a little kid, hey, we're going to run 2 miles, they're like, okay. Oh, okay. We're going to unload this truck. Okay. We need folks to sing. Okay. We need folks to bake. Okay. They haven't learned to say no yet. And it's sad that we teach them that. It's sad that they see the role model of no. And there are things that they need to know, that if you say no, it's because you love them and you don't want them hurt. But you just can't outgive God. And the willingness to share, and the willingness to focus, and the willingness to take time to find that peace. To find that peace that passes all understanding. In Proverbs, Solomon says, one man gives freely and yet gains even more. It gains even more. It's a funny concept, you know. We save money and we save possessions and we save stuff. And when you get to be my age, you start to figure out, I've saved all this stuff. Now it's time to give it away.
You're paying storage.
That's a good analogy. You know, you're paying storage. You got all this. You got all this stuff that you've accumulated. And like Kit said, you pay storage on it. And a lot of times you pay storage mentally and physically on it. Because it weakens your little mind. It weakens your body from carrying all this other stuff. You know? And we got lots of stuff. And you can see down there with the Salvation Army donation bin. People bring stuff, and there's more stuff, and they come and pick it up, and there's more stuff. Give your stuff away. Give the stuff away that makes folks better. You know? Give of your time, give of your assets, give of your faith, and share things like prayer. You know, Psalm 68, verse 3 says, may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. And that's what God wants you to be. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to be healthy. God wants you to be prosperous. And the more that you give, the more that you get of all those things. Of all those things. Because you just can't outgive God.
Amen.
So as today, it's going to be warm. There's going to be a shower. That, you know, that I can do that because the weatherman is about as right as I can guess and be as right as the weatherman. But my gift for you today is, when the shower comes, dance in the rain.
Yeah.
When the shower comes, dance in the rain. When the bump in the road comes, rejoice that you can feel the bump. When things jump up, rejoice that it'll only be here for a while. Be an overcomer. Be an overachiever. Be the blessing that you were meant to be. Be that warrior that gets up every day and moves ahead despite what you others would say for you to do. Be the person, the man or woman of God that God designed you to be. And you'll have an abundance of everything that you ever needed. And all God's people said.
Amen.
Our closing hymn is one of my favorites. 534. Draw Me Nearer.
I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it's all thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou has died. Draw me. great kingdom through thy service, Lord. Might of the power of grace divine, let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour, and before
close this service, our real service begins. Remember, don't open the door to strife. Proverbs 20 says, it's an honor for a man to stay out of a fight. Only fools insist on quarreling. May the grace and peace of Jesus Christ be with you and flow through you. May you walk, talk, and illustrate the Christ that people haven't seen so that they can find their way home to eternity. Be the warrior, not the worrier. Be the person that's a participator and not a spectator. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said,
Amen.
If you could return the hymnals to the bin in the back corner by Joe, that would be a good thing. Like that.